This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. Today we have دعاء from the Quran number 21, chapter 44, سورة الدخان. From سورة الدخان, آية number 12, and that is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove trials. The story, let's read the ayat first and then we talk about the story inshallah azza wa jal. قال الله تبارك وتعالى, starting from ayah number 10, فارتقب يوم تأتي السماء بدخان مبين. Wait then, O Prophet, for the day when the sky will be veiled in haze, clearly visible, like smoke. يغشى الناس هذا عذاب أليم. Overwhelming the people, they will cry, this is a painful torment. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. Our Lord, and that's what the dua is. Our Lord, remove this torment from us, and we will certainly believe. أنا لهم الذكرى وقد جاءهم رسول مبين. How can they be reminded when a messenger has already come to them, making things clear? ثم تولوا عنه وقالوا معلم مجنون. And then they turn away from him and they say he's insane and he's learning from somewhere. Inna kashifu al-'adhab qalin innakum 'a'idun. Allah subhanahu said that we shall remove this torment al-'adhab for a while, but you're certainly going to return back to your old ways. Yawma nabtush al-batshata al-kubra inna muntaqimun. When that major strike and major punishment comes, إِنَّا مُنْتَقِمُونَ, that will be a moment of revenge. Now, this ayat come in the context of Surah Al-Dukhan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Dukhan in Mecca. And the reason for that, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried with the people of Mecca, they rejected him. They harassed him. They claimed he's insane. They claimed this, they claimed that. They reject him completely. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reached that moment when he was so distressed because of that rejection of theirs. So he made dua against his people. قال اللهم أنزل عليهم سنية كسني يوسف. Ya Allah, he says, I ask you to bring them سنين like سنين يوسف. Which means Yusuf عليه السلام, what happened there, Jama'ah? At the time of Yusuf عليه السلام, what happened to the people of Egypt? Famine and drought. So there was drought for years. And there was famine. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved them afterwards. So he made dua. So in that year or that season, it became dry. They went through drought. They went through famine. And they were suffering. So then they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith in Sahih Bukhari, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu ardahu, was in Mecca. He said, so the people were suffering. And they start making, you know, pleading with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like, look, if you relieve us from this, we shall believe. We should be okay. As Allah mentioned over here, قَالَ رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. Remove this punishment, torment, because we will certainly believe. So Abdullah Mas'ud came to the Prophet ﷺ, قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, إِنَّ مُضَرْ قَدْ هَلَكَتْ. مُضَرْ, which means the Arab. They're dying. It's too much. أُدْعُ اللَّهِ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve them from this. So the Prophet ﷺ made dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve that. And Allah did. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala documented in the ayah that they shall certainly go back again to their old ways. How many of us, jama'ah, we go through difficulty, we go through hardship, we go through trials sometimes. May Allah protect us all from these trials, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But we go through all of this, and then we make all these promises to God. Ya Rabbi, I swear. Ya Allah, I vow. Ya Allah, I promise you. We make all these vows, all these promises that if you do this, I'll take care, I'll do this, I'll do that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He removes us from that, remove that punishment or actually that trial. But what happens to many of us? Many of us, unfortunately, they go back again to their old ways. Why? Because al-insan was called insan linisyanihi, because we forget. Remember the story of Yusuf alayhi salam? When he was in prison, and one of those prisoners came to him and says, you know, I had a dream and I see that you're a righteous man. Could you please interpret my dream? And he told him that I saw myself squeezing and making juice out of grapes. He goes, you're going to be serving the king. And as he was leaving, he told him, listen, don't forget about me. Could you please talk to me about your king about me? The man, of course, he gave Yusuf all these promises. Absolutely, of course, how could I forget you? You're the one who gave me that hope, you're this, you're that. All these promises. But the moment he left the prison and he saw the joy of life, what happened to this man? Fanasi. He forgot about Yusuf alayhi salam. He stayed there for a few years. Alayhi salatu wasalam. So similarly, when they vowed and they promised that everything is going to be okay, back okay, we shall believe, but they refused. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّوا. That's when they turn back again to their old ways. وَقَالُوا مُعَلَّمُ مَجْنُونَ. He's getting this information from somewhere. He's just insane. He's crazy. Allah says, إِنَّا كَاشِفُ الْعَذَابِ قَلِيلًا. We should remove that punishment. We should remove that trial right now. But for a while. Not for long. And then he says, إِنَّكُمْ عَائِدُونَ. Because we know you're going to certainly go back to your old ways. يَوْمَ نَبْطَشُ الْبَطْشَةَ الْكُبْرَى. When that moment comes, the true torment, the true trial comes, إِنَّا مُنْتَقِمُونَ. You shall see our revenge. Some ulama, they say that was in dunya, which was Badr, the Battle of Badr. Some, they say, no, this is actually delayed for them until the Akhirah on the Day of Judgment. Now, so what was that dukhan that they were seeing? What that was haze that they were seeing? Because of the famine and the hunger and the drought, people start seeing mirage. And obviously in the sky, it is so dry that they start seeing haze that covering between them and the sky. So when they look at it, they see this is, what is that? And they realize this is the punishment. This is the punishment. So that's one way of looking at it. Some other ulama, they say, no, this actually, ayah speaks about a punishment yet to come. That punishment will be coming in the future as one of the signs of the Day of Judgment. And they refer to it with that dukhan, with the wind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promised that he will actually that smoke will come on the Day of Judgment, and people will be exposed to that fire and that smoke as a punishment for them. So whether it's something in the future or something happened in Mecca, the dua that was made there, رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. Our Lord, remove this torment from us and we will certainly believe. By the way, who said this dua, Jama'ah? Who said that dua? The kuffar. The people of Quraysh. What did they say? رَبَّنَا, our Lord. So did they really believe in God? Yeah, Jama'ah, did they believe in God? Of course they did. But what was their mistake? What was their problem? Worshipping other than him. Allah says in Surah Yusuf, again in Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, قال, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. That yes, many of them, they believe in God, but they worship someone else with him. Which means they knew in their hearts that Allah is the creator, the maker, the sustainer, all these beautiful attributes of the Lord. But when it comes to worship, they dedicate worship to somebody else. That was their major, of course, sin, and that's the shirk that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never accept. So that when they say, our Lord, because they acknowledge him, but they worship someone else beside him subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that moment, as you can see, moment of distress, what kind of dua did they have? A very sincere dua. Because they knew nothing else is going to help them. These idols are not helping them. Only Allah will. So they made sincere dua. But then they betrayed that dua again. And they went back to their old ways. May Allah protect us from this, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So the dua that we repeat, inshallah ta'ala, is that just simple statement. رَبَّنَا اِكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابِ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. رَبَّنَا اِكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابِ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. رَبَّنَا اِكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابِ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدتَهُمْ وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته واجعلهم من الفائزين. ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي. ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي. ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون. ربي هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم. واغفر لأبي واجعله من المهتدين. ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين. ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربي زدني علما. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم آمين. جزاك الله خير.